Hi, this is Don Fluckinger, executive editor for SearchCRM.com.
And this is Jesse Scardina, news writer for SearchCRM.com.
And welcome to the latest edition of the Pipeline Podcast. Tell you what, Jesse, we've been traveling a lot lately.
Got those freaking flyer miles really building up.
Well, anyway, today on the Pipeline, we are discussing your visit last week to Adobe Summit. It's a new show for our sites. We sort of covered it from afar in previous years, but this year we made room to send you out there to Vegas and rub elbows with all the Adobe data management and marketing cloud users.
And I'm glad we did, too. There was certainly a lot of CRM news, a lot of content management news that Adobe put out for us, and a lot of great customers that were there to talk to as well. So it was a very useful conference to attend. I'm glad we put it in the budget.
Well, very interestingly, back in the day, meaning 2002, 2005, 2008, I covered Adobe, and they have really changed as a company since then. Back then, it was all Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, and PDF. They were about to take over the underpinning of all document management in the country when they gave the PDF standard over to ISO. They gave it up as a commercial entry. And now ISO owns PDF as a document standard. And that was, you knew back then, 10 years ago, that that would change Adobe as a company. And flash forward to last week, who was at the Adobe Summit? It's a lot more than just a page layout in Photoshop.
It is, and a funny little anecdote with that, at the Summit Sneaks keynote, where they kind of preview things that are in beta that they're working on within their labs, they always do it in a real free-flowing way, apparently, and they always have a guest, a celebrity guest, host it. This year they had comedian Leslie Jones on stage, and they pulled up Photoshop. She had a great quip about, wait, Photoshop, you guys still got that? So you're right. They're definitely known as a legacy system when it comes to documents and design. It's one of the few products I actually used back in college to put out a newspaper was Photoshop and InDesign. But you're right. Adobe's definitely expanded beyond there. I believe it was in 2013 they moved to cloud subscriptions where you'd have Creative Cloud, which is all the creative supplies that you mentioned there at the start. They've also expanded into analytics and something called the Experience Cloud, which is kind of combining all of the marketing and advertising tools that they use, and then they have a partnership, a well-known partnership with Microsoft, where they combine it with Microsoft CRM system. So that was on heavy display, and as far as who was there, obviously Adobe had such a large presence there. Everywhere you look, you had an Adobe employee. They were in the sessions, they were walking the halls, but it was very customer-centric too. A lot of great customers were on display. A lot of the entire expo was all Adobe partners. So it was a large ecosystem of Adobe users and Adobe partners that helped plug into those products that they sell.
Yeah, and that's interesting because at first when we discussed which of our channels would this podcast exist on, would it be a content management podcast or would it be a CRM podcast? And together we decided it would be on CRM. And talking about the history of Adobe, they bought Omniture, which was sort of a web analytics at the time, 10 years ago, a web analytics company that was a major competitor to, Web Trends was one of them, but they've turned that analytics piece into a cornerstone of their product line. And now, as you say, the analytics piece coupled with marketing content really turns it into content for CRM users,
right?
Chief marketing officers. And you mentioned among the highlights of the show, one of the things that jumped out at you was the way Adobe themed it as an experience, quote-unquote,
right,
summit. Talk to me about this experience concept and how that is sort of what we're talking about here, where it's more CRM, it's more content,
right,
it's more one-to-one.
It is, and you mentioned Omniture there. There's certainly plenty of Adobe users and Adobe customers that still get the phrasing mixed up and still call it Omniture, and in their teams in-house, it's still known as Omniture. So as long as it's been in Adobe, it was a very popular product then, and it still is, like you said, important within the Adobe space. And the main keynote, which had CEO Shantanu Narayen, if I'm saying that correctly, there is such an emphasis on how companies aren't, no matter if you're a B2B company, if you're a B2C company, no matter what type of product you sell, you're not really selling that product anymore. You're selling the experience around that product. You're selling the how easy it is to for your customers to learn about that product, to interact with your companies, and the service on the back end of that. He said that the truth and challenge that businesses face is people are buying experiences now and not products. And that's just a very overhead look at how the customer landscape has changed over the last 10, 15, 20 years from, okay, a customer needs this product, they're going to go into a store and learn about, you know, the price and if it matches up with them. But now customers are already coming in with all that education, all that knowledge already into the buying process. So for a company to differentiate itself, it needs to differentiate itself with the experience of buying a product or of servicing a product rather than the product itself. And that was the main emphasis of Adobe's Experience Cloud, which it has kind of revamped to help, like you said, marketers really kind of enter every touch point, make every sort of interaction with a company as seamless as possible.
Indeed. Next week, I'm going to an Oracle event, and it's not, they don't say CRM anywhere on it. It's customer experience, right? So CX, it's becoming the thing.
And one of the customers that Adobe brought on stage for the opening keynote was Coca-Cola, you know, one of the largest brands in the world. Some of the numbers were staggering about how they have 1.3 billion customers over the world that drink their products. And the chief digital officer of Coca-Cola, David Godsman, had a couple great quotes. And one of the things he said was, one of the hardest things we'll do as a company is to ask our brand marketers to become experience makers. It's a very different way of looking at it if you're trying to sell a product compared to if you're trying to sell an experience. So that's the main thing that Adobe is focusing on. It's what they're trying to differentiate themselves from others in the field. They're calling the Experience Cloud the only experience system of record product on the market. That's sounds a lot like marketing spin, marketing talk, and it pretty much is. But it's definitely where they're putting all of their eggs in this experience basket.
Well, what's pretty hilarious, actually, is that Coca-Cola shows up seemingly at everywhere. CRM. I mean, I've seen them at Pegasystems, Salesforce,
Microsoft,
and now Adobe.
I mean, it must be nice having that type of IT budget.
Well, yes, and a lot of these projects are in pilot, or they're trying it in a certain country or market, and each of these vendors would love to see these projects go international and suddenly hit the jackpot. But I tell you what, we just got a new Coke machine and a brand new kitchen that opened up last week, and wouldn't you know, right before this podcast, I went to pour myself a
cherry Coke,
cherry vanilla Diet Dr. Pepper, and I broke the machine, so I had to mix it with another machine. We have a coconut water, whatever that is. It tastes horrible, but at least I'm not coughing.
You're dating yourself.
Let me grab a slug.
There, Don. Coconut water is all the rage, so you better get on that train.
Yeah, well,
a bit of a taste to it.
I got to tell you, it needs a little bit of experience management from my point of view, damn it. All right, so moving on. What is the Experience League? I know you talked to some sports folks out there. As anybody who listens to this podcast knows, whenever there is a professional sports franchise or company that services a professional sports league, that is the light, and Jesse is the moth.
It's very true. It's what I know best before I entered this field, so it's easy to write about. But you actually make a good point about the Experience League in the sense that its name is a little bit misleading. The Experience League in Adobe terms refers to their new guided learning program online, but that was an ongoing joke.
Sort of like their trailhead?
I couldn't get any Adobe executives to say exactly that, but that's the feeling that I got, is it's a guided learning platform to help Adobe users get more out of their products.
Of course, we're making reference to Salesforce's self-training site that
gamification
really...
Gamification site.
It propagates new... you know, independent experts out there who become Salesforce admins and developers at large Salesforce customers.
And in one thing that I've heard from almost every analyst I talk to when comparing Salesforce to other companies, one of the differentiator that they always bring up is Trailhead and how it's unlike anything else on the market. And that's where I think, I'm sure Adobe has heard the same things. And they have, like Salesforce, a very passionate user base that lives and dies by their products. So when you have that and you have these people that want to share their expertise and share their knowledge, it's a no-brainer to really open up that web of knowledge and really kind of make it so other customers can get the most out of it as well. And that's what their hope is with the Experience League, is kind of a platform where you can kind of gauge how well you know the tools you're using, and if you want to get more out of them, there's other people within this network, not Adobe professionals, not Adobe executives or employees, but employees of other companies that are using these tools to their benefit and can say, hey, this is how we're using it.
Well, as we wrap up here, tell me a little bit about your run-in with the NFL. I guess you got a nice podcast over that.
There's if you're a frequent listener to these podcasts, you are probably getting a little bored of just mine and Don's voice, and we're aware of that. So for the first time at Adobe Summit, we had a customer come on the podcast, and I got Aaron Jones, who is the director of fan-centric marketing for the NFL, about how the NFL this past year really upped its usage of Adobe Audience Manager and Adobe Target to really personalize marketing campaigns, advertising campaigns to its customers based on favorite teams, favorite players, what they're searching for on the sites, and really using that info to market much more directly to them and give their consumers the type of content that they want. So look for that on the searchcrm.com site. It's a nice 10-minute podcast with myself and Aaron. And also on the site is a couple other stories from the Adobe Summit. So tune in there.
Well, as a Washington fan, I still bet that they won't give me any anti-Dallas T-shirts. I still have to buy those on the street outside of the
stadium.
Yeah,
I told Aaron after the session that he did in front of us that he's lucky I didn't walk out for all of the New England Patriots slander that was going on within the session from other attendees and the pictures that they were showing, which all of them showed New England players in not the best light while on the field. So I was able to get over that and continue to do my job. So you're welcome, Don.
Well, that's the necessity for personalization of fan content in the NFL right there, feeding those rivalries, right? Anyway. All right, Jesse, this has been great. We'll see you on the next episode of the Pipeline Podcast.
Thanks, Don.